Jimmy and Nate.
Who's in the mood for some fun?
Nova.
Oh, Jim, Sunday night has to be my favourite night. Do you know why?
It's the only time we're on air.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah, that's why. No, it's also just a great day and works tomorrow as well, but not for us because we've got work now.
So. Yeah, I mean, we also have work tomorrow. We have to go in, remember?
But, Jim, we won't. Yeah, I do. But, Jim, we won't go on and tell our life story like R. Kelly did.
Oh, well, good segue, Ding. Well done.
Oh, Ding myself. Why not?
Yeah, R. Kelly's come out and he's sung about his whole life in 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Wow, can we listen to it now?
No. We can do that in two songs' time.
In two songs' time, we're going to listen to all 45 minutes of R. Kelly.
No. He's done a 5-minute version, and we're not going to listen to that either. We're going to listen to about 10 seconds of it.
We're going to listen to something or other. Who knows? That's coming up after this Fast Car, Jonas Blue. You with Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Sunday night, Nova. It is Jimmy and Nath. Thank you so much for joining us, Jim. Coming up soon, we're giving everyone the chance to win a free thing, and you know how we're giving it away.
Jimmy and Nate's movie emoji game.
I was supposed to say that. You're supposed to go, I don't know, Nate, tell me. Now we're asking though, Jim. 13, 24, 10. You've got 10 seconds to sing your life story. Give us a call.
R. Kelly, in a recent interview, the singer, R. Kelly, for those of you who aren't familiar, in an interview for GQ, he's opened up about his life through song.
Yeah.
They asked him to sing a few lines. Just a few. So then he went and sung for 45 minutes.
As you do.
Yeah, this video is on YouTube if you want to check it out. I don't know why you'd want to, but it's there.
It's
the
good.
Option's there. And, yeah, he's basically sung about from the moment he was born all the way up to now. This is a grab of him singing about him riding a bike, I think.
Riding my bike, 14 years old. My mom said, you can go 2 blocks and come back. I said, okay, mama, 2 blocks back. Okay, mama, 2 blocks and back. I promise 2 blocks and back.
I mean, it's almost like he's showing off. I would sing about my bike all the time if I could sing.
Well, anything. You'd sing about... you'd sing for 45 minutes.
I would. The thing with that bike thing is why I believe, actually, while he was riding his bike, he got shot,
that
didn't he?
That is correct,
When he was a young kid. I feel like that could also be used as a message for kids who are learning to ride their bike now.
Or
like,
don't ride your bike.
No, mums and dads listening out there, if your kid falls off and, like, grazes his knee and they have a whinge, don't whinge. You didn't get shot. You fell off your bike.
I didn't know where you're going there, Nate. No. I thought you were going to be like, parents, take a gun with you, and if they fall off, just be like, don't make me do it, Bobby.
No, it's good encouragement to learn people learn about riding bikes.
He's also done a 5-minute version for those of you who don't want to sit through the 45.
And here it is.
No, we're not going to play that either. We have another one. This is him talking about. He started off singing outside of McDonald's. He was a street performer.
Dingo.
I was a street performer. I was a street...
Sing along, Nate, you know it.
I was a street performer. I was a street performer. And I will always be first.
I was about to say he must have run out of words then. I mean, he said I was a street performer.
Yeah, I mean, that bit was a bit halfway through the 45, which I sat through.
Yeah.
You're not singing anymore, mate. You're just saying a series of words over and over again.
We could do all the break like that.
Call up now, Australia.
13, 24, 10. Tell us about your life in 10 seconds or less.
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
But it is that we are actually asking, 13, 24, 10, we want you to wrap up your life. Unfortunately, we don't have 45 minutes. We don't have 5 minutes. For you.
We have 3 minutes?
No, you got 2 seconds. You got 10 seconds.
So yeah, we talked about it today and we're like, how long would you listen to someone sing about their life? 10 seconds is where we decided.
So 13, 24, 10 is our number. Give us a call. Sing your life. 10 seconds you've got.
Any part of your life, you just only have 10 seconds. We're doing that in 2 songs time.
Give us a call. It's Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Sunday night, Nova. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Jimmy and Nath. Jim, we're asking 13, 24, 10. We want you to just ring up and sing your life story in 10 seconds.
R. Kelly's done an interview with GQ magazine, and he was asked to sing a few lines, so he sung for 45 minutes about his life.
Weird photo shoot question, because it wasn't an interview originally. It was actually a photo shoot, and then they're like, oh, R. Kelly, do you mind just singing while you're here?
Well, I think, you know, if you've got a musician and you ask them to sing, if you had Jimmy and Nathan, you'd ask them to talk.
To radio?
I guess talk.
I don't know.
But then we got talking about it because 45 minutes is too long. And then he did a 5-minute version and we went, that's still too long.
Yeah.
10 seconds is probably the amount of time that's perfect to sing about your life. So we asked Australia, 13, 24, 10, give us a call and sing in 10 seconds.
Beck, you've got a song for us. Go.
Yeah, I do.
Is that the first line?
What's it about, Beck?
Sorry?
What's your song about?
It's about my life in musical theatre and the struggles to find a husband.
All right, Becky, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
I was looking for a husband and I couldn't find him anywhere. Oh, when I found
interested in him.
Beck, that's awesome.
We don't even need any more callers. You're the winner.
I was about to say, Beck, we could let you go for another 45 minutes. What do you think?
Yeah, well, no, probably 5 minutes. Who's up next?
Roxanne, you've got your whole life story for us in song.
Yes, I'm definitely not as good as Beck, but I'll give it a go.
It's not about as being good, it's just about trying.
Yeah, and impressing us, so being good.
No problem, I'll give it a go, see how we go.
Go, Roxanne.
My name's Roxanne and I grew up in a small country town in Queensland. And I moved down to Melbourne. I've driven my dream working as a chef every night and day.
Chef, every night and day.
Yeah. Roxanne, we're going to have to get you to deliver us some food if you're a chef.
Well, we could get Beck to sing and we can get Roxanne to rap. And lastly, we have Amy. Amy, what can you bring to the table? Jimmy and Nathan are creating a band.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to follow those guys, but I just have a little rap that I wrote.
Oh, you've written something. This is good. I'm expecting big things here.
Go ahead, Amy.
All right. I couldn't stop abandoned. I stuck it on my knee. I couldn't see there was a boy hovering over me. He didn't speak a word, only offered up his hand and knees. Man shook his head ostentatiously.
Wow. I'm not sure what Amy said, but I'm sure it was very poetic and it was really, really good.
Hey, this is Rihanna.
Oh, what's going on? This is Drizzy Drake.
It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for being a huge part of the show. Everyone's a huge part of the show. Jim, coming up very soon, the funny bits of sport that everyone's really interested in. It's the
Wheel of Spotune.
From the guys who bought you Love Confessions, it's The Long Shot and The Goodbye Song comes a game like no other.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
The movie Emoji Game.
Jim, every week we sit down and we represent movies through emojis in the only way we know how, and that is through emojis. Yeah, and we put it on our Instagram.
We do. I mean, first, though, Sunday nights we're on Nova and around Australia, but Saturday nights you and me get together, hot cup of Milo, snuggle up. I mean, I just got into a new place. Aircon's great.
Oh, aircon's fantastic.
So we just crank it up, really like 16 degrees, and you and me just get nice and close.
A little snuggy.
Yeah, we watch a movie and then we go, hey, let's represent this in emoji form.
And all people have to do is check it out on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath, and the first person to comment with the right movie name gets a prize. Gets a free thing.
Gets a free thing, yes. This is your chance. So head to the Instagram page right now, because I will post it. Nath, you just see me this... See here?
Share. He's not lying. He's definitely posted it.
That's gone up on Instagram. So head there right now. Now, Nath, last week, we had a red car... Like what'd you call it? A wind little emoji, a plus sign, and an angry face.
Yeah.
So that was
Fast and the Furious.
Now I'm gonna test you. Oh. Okay.
Again. You never do that.
If I put a 2 in front of the car and a 2 in front of the angry face, what did you think that'd be?
Fast and Furious 22.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's how the game works.
Isn't that is that a PlayStation game or is that what's that?
It was a movie. That was the second movie.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Fast and Furious 2.
No.
They just got really creative.
That'd be too obvious.
Yeah, right. This week's emoji, what is it?
Yeah, so it's a picture of a boy, I guess. Glasses and a lightning symbol.
Now, we've been criticised a bit with this because some people think it may be a little bit too easy, but I'll give you a hint, guys. It's not easy.
Well, maybe it is easy and we're trying to psych you out.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just magic. We're just making it not real.
Yeah, look, so I think this is, you've got a guy, you got glasses, you got a lightning symbol. It's pretty obvious it's Superman.
I thought it was
because
Superman.
Because Superman, like, he's not wearing glasses, then he does wear glasses, Clark Kent.
And the electric pulse syndicates power.
Yeah, and Superman's very powerful.
I mean, his name is literally Super.
Electric Man.
We didn't really think that out.
But if you think you do know what this is, head to our Instagram page, at Jimmy and Nath, be the first person to comment correctly, and you're going to win a free thing.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us, Jim. We just played a little game, didn't we?
Yeah, a movie.
From the guys who bought you Love Confessions, it's The Long Shot and The Goodbye Song comes a game like no other.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
The movie Emoji Game.
What have I told you about jumping the gun, Jim?
That guy's going to put me out of a job.
It is the movie emoji game. We put a movie in emoji form on our Twitter, at Jimmy Nath.
On our Instagram.
On our also Twitter.
Yeah, also at Jimmy Nath.
I put it everywhere. Yeah. Why not?
It is. It's on our Instagram as well.
Yeah.
But you have to comment on the Instagram to win.
Mm.
Just clarification, no tweets count towards the winning comment.
And Scotty was our winner. Scotty, look, before we start, we're going to have to ask, how do you pronounce your last name? We got a bit confused.
That's all right, boys. The last name's Whittaker.
Whittaker. Oh, that sounds very magical.
Really?
Yeah, like you'd be in some sort of, you know, magical movie. Any movies come to mind, Scott?
I'm just trying to think, boys. Well, could be something Potterish. Harry Potter, maybe?
No, yeah. Wizard of Oz. It's so close.
Harry Potter was the answer to our movie emoji comp.
Yeah.
But not what we were looking for there, unfortunately, Scott. So you don't win the double prize. You're going home with a new washing machine.
Out of those emojis, what was the one that gave it away?
So I'm going to go with the lightning bolt.
The lightning bolt, yeah, of course, Harry Scar.
Yeah.
And were you listening, Scott? Like, were you listening and you went straight to the Instagram, or you, like, talk us through it?
Was listening along, driving home from work, and the music in the background was a big help. Thank you, fellas.
I can't hear any music, Scott. I don't know what you're talking about.
What music?
magical music.
Scotty, do you know what house you're in?
Oh, no, if I answer that, I'm going to be shamed, aren't I?
Oh, well, it depends what you say. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I'm going to put you in Gryffindor.
Yeah, I was going to say Gryffindor.
Oh, of course you were, Scotty.
Nate's in Hufflepuff.
Hey, Scotty, you're going to go home with a... Why am I in Hufflepuff?
I don't know.
It's the loser house.
No, it's... What? Now you've offended. Everyone is in Hufflepuff around Australia. Every wizard and muggle, Nate, is very upset.
It doesn't matter. Me and Scotty are going to hang out in the Gryffindor common room, so it's all right. Scotty...
Did you sneak out of Bumble... What is it? I don't even know.
Bumblebee? Watching different movies.
Tell Scotty what he wants.
Scotty, you're going to go home with the Nova prize pack. How does that sound?
That's fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Amazing. Scotty, enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Thanks.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
Jared James. It's called Do You Remember? You were Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night.
It's time for everyone's favourite game show. Men, women and children from all around Australia gather around their radios for Jimmy and Nath.
Wheel of Fortune. Oh, yeah, and Jim, we're not lying when we say this is Australia's very favourite radio game show that talks about sport and involves a massive wheel, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. I'm not lying.
You can say that again.
I've already forgotten. Here at Wheel of Sports Incorporated, what we do is we take two sports from this huge wheel that we've got in the studio and we talk about it, but not about the scores, not about the boring stuff about who wins. We talk about the funny stuff, the stuff everyone actually cares about.
Well, Nate, a live sporting update. Novak Djokovic has beaten Andy Murray in straight sets just now, the Australian Open.
I mean, that's great, but you just did exactly what I said not to do. We don't care about scores and sports. I mean, go Fed. Go Djokovic. See, no one cares. I don't even care.
Spin the wheel.
Yeah, spin the wheel. Go ahead.
NFL. Soccer. Darts.
Soccer.
Water diving?
Water diving?
Oh, tennis. Look,
tennis. Yeah, well. You've ruined it now, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I can't talk about my thing. It was going to be... No, it wasn't going to be that. I don't know if anyone out there saw, when Roger Federer was playing the other day, he hit this really, really good shot. Don't even know anything about tennis. You just hit a really good shot.
Yeah.
And then it cut to the crowd, a quick shot of the crowd, and there's a guy standing up in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So there's wheelchair seating.
It's incredible.
And he stands up. Like, Roger Federer is that good. This guy stood up.
I'm not going to lie. I did watch that game, and he even made me stand up, and I had a cream egg and a hot chocolate on my lap as well. So that was an incredible feat for me to stand up.
What do you do when you watch tennis?
I eat chocolate and drink chocolate. We've got sound effects.
Head to the Instagram page, at Jimmy and Nath. You can see this video. It is amazing.
Here's the shot.
That's Serena.
Yeah. Just give it a spin. Yeah.
Rugby, darts,
fencing,
women's soccer.
Oh, wrestling. I had a feeling this one was going to come up, Jim, because it's the 6th annual World Gravy Wrestling Championship. They occurred today, so this is live.
I must have missed the other five.
Yeah.
No, the six.
That were huge, so you must have been living under a rock.
Oh, can you brief wrap up for us, Nathan, who don't know what happened in the other five Gravy Wrestling Championships? What happened?
So they wrestled in a big pot of gravy for 2 minutes. That's how they do it.
Brilliant.
And then there was a winner.
Okay.
So basically the winner, Joel Hicks, he was crowned for the second year in a row.
Big fan of the show.
22 participants. They threw down at the Rosen Bowl pub 396 gallons of beef gravy that they had, and they just wrestle it out, and then there's a winner. You can dress up and everything. It's exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah. You don't seem that enthused. That's it. You know what?
I'm disappointed I missed out on the other five Gravy Wrestling Championships. There I said it. I'm upset. I ruined the segment.
I'm going to bring some gravy in the next hour, and we're going to have a little wrestle. Can we put that on Instagram?
Yeah, we can. I can't wait.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Jimmy and Nath.
Who's in the mood for some fun?
Nova.
And Jim, it's about that time on your Sunday night where you're halfway through your Netflix movie and your tea's almost done and you're sitting around the fire listening to Jimmy and Nath.
I don't know if a lot of people light fires in summer.
Well, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Fire's cool to look at. I'll tell you what else is cool, if you have a famous name. Famous name to do with an Australian TV show. We're not going to give it away just yet. But basically,
we may be giving you a call very shortly.
Yeah, we're going to call and find some famous names. Also, Jim, did you come across anyone today that you want to give a special message to? Someone you love.
I was with you all day. But I do. I love you. I love you. I love doing radio with you.
I'm waiting. Is there something you want to say to me? Or?
No, just I'm going to continue doing radio with you. It's an absolute pleasure to spend my Sunday nights with you, Nate, and Australia. Thanks for being part of the show.
The reason why I say that is because we're doing Love Confessions as well. Huge hour coming up on Jimmy and Nate. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday night. And you can see why Gigi Hadid is so into that bloke, Jimmy. His name's Zayn.
Money?
Huh?
I said money.
No, because of his voice and he's sending this sexy song. Dropped on Friday.
It is a good song. It has won me over. I still think Harry will be the Justin Timberlake of One Direction, but
you
that's
reckon?
A good song. I think so.
I reckon Zayn's going to be the Beyonce of, come on, I'm so close, Destiny's Child. Yes, well done. Jim, we're talking famous Facebook names because there's a super fan of the show Coronation Street. Have you heard of it?
No, we mentioned it earlier and I have not heard of it.
I mean, I Wikipedia'd it so I know what it is now. It's a British soap opera and this superfan basically has picked out all her favourite, his or her, we don't know if it's guy or girl, favourite characters from this TV show and tried to find people with the same names on Facebook and tried to contact them. The reason why, just so she could tell them, hey, you know what, you've got a famous name out of Coronation Street.
Yeah, this fan has got onto these people and been like finally contacted them, got their phone numbers and been like, hey, you have the same name as this person from Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Why? We don't know.
Because if you're a super fan, I feel like sometimes super fans run out of things to do. It's like you've got enough tattoos of all the people's faces on the show. Why don't we just find some people with the same names?
Yeah, I was a little confused, but then we thought maybe we should do it. Maybe, well, no one in Australia is doing this because this is a UK show.
Yeah.
Because that's correct, isn't it? Coronation Street?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this super fan lives in America.
Yeah.
There's no Australia in that. No. Why, you know, Jimmy and Nath, we're Australia. We're your show, so we wanted to bring it to you.
And you're leaving Australia out with this, so we're not even going to touch a British show or an American show. We don't care. We're going to go with probably one of the number one Australian identity shows, and that is Home and Away. Well done. So what we're going to do is we picked three very important characters from Home and Away. Do you want to go through who they are, Jim?
Yeah, we've got Elf Stewart first.
Your flaming mongrel.
Yeah, probably the biggest star on Home and Away, like character-wise?
Oh,
like,
I was going to say character-wise. I was like, I think he's lost a bit of weight recently, old Alf, hasn't he? I think he's up there. He's been on the show since 1988. How's that for a stat?
Ding, well done.
Yeah, that is impressive, Alf.
Second, Nova's very own Sally Fletcher.
Well, her name's Kate Ritchie here at Nova. We don't call her Sally.
Or is it Kate? Kate Tiamatti.
Sally Tiamatti. Great, tune in, 4 to 6.
And lastly, big fan of the show, Chris Hemsworth, his character Kim Hyde.
Yeah, Kimmy Hyde. Now, the thing with Kim Hyde is Kim's a girl's name.
Yeah, you keep saying this,
yeah,
but you're not going to say it to him, are you?
There's no way in hell I'm going to say that to Chris Hemsworth.
Now, so we said, all right, we're going to call up people in Australia with these names, and we're going to tell them, just like this lady did. But the only problem was when we got the white pages out, we were like, all right, white pages.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't actually have the first name.
No.
It's A. Stewart, S. Fletcher, and K. Hyde.
Which made it a bit difficult for us. So not only did we have to try and congratulate these people for having famous names from Home and Away, but we had to figure out if they did actually have this famous name, which made it pretty hard, didn't it?
Yeah, so we got a bunch of A. Stewarts, again, S. Fletchers, K. Hydes, and we've given them a call earlier, and it happened.
I mean, it occurred. We got onto some people. Turns out it's pretty hard to call people on a Sunday night.
You had in two songs time.
Jimmy Nath on Nova. It is Jimmy and Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. Thank you so much for joining us. Jim, there's a super fan for the show Coronation Street, a British soap opera, and she's basically gone through and found people on Facebook who have the same character names as the people in the TV show. Now, we've decided to do our own version of that with probably the most Australian TV show we could think of, Home and Away. So we've gone through the white pages, and we've had a look for people with the names Kim Hyde, Sally Fletcher, and Alf Stewart.
Yes, because we want to tell them you've got a famous name, just like this chick did, but the only problem is that the white page only has the first initial, so we're actually just trying to find people with these names.
That's a little bit of a lucky dip. We had a crack at it earlier, let's see how we went.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for an A. Stewart.
Who may I say is calling?
Oh, this is Jimmy and Nath. We were just wondering, is this... sorry, what was your name?
My name is Mrs. Stewart.
Mrs. Stewart. Mrs...
You're not an Alf then, unfortunately.
Alf? No. Stuart?
Sorry, if you don't know who you're trying to call, I suggest to try somewhere else. Thanks.
Not Alf. Couldn't have gone worse.
Oh, well.
Obviously not a huge fan of the show.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for an Alf Stewart. Is this Alf Stewart?
Hello, is this Mr. or Mrs. Stewart? No.
No.
Obviously not.
Hi, you've reached Amy. I can't get to the phone right now.
Amy Stewart.
Leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
So we can have a beep.
Yeah.
There we go. Hello, Amy. It's just Jimmy and Nath. We were just obviously trying to call to find out if you are, in fact, Alf Stewart. If you are a relative of Alf Stewart, 13 24 10 is our number. Give us a call, you flaming mongrel. I'd like a guy to answer.
80% of Stewart's a female.
You just made that up.
Oh, well, it could be true.
You've reached Alan Stewart.
Alan! Oh, that's closer than Amy.
Thank you.
All right, Alf didn't work.
On to Sally.
All right, Sal. Let's find a Sally.
The number you have dialed is incomplete or incorrect. Mm. Please check the number and dial again.
It's not a Summer Bay Area code.
F-Y-D-1.
Hello. You have reached the message bank of
Sally Fletcher.
Yeah, that's a win. Two,
we'll
eight,
take that.
Three.
So there's like a six ring.
Now you can, if you call up your like telemarketing.
Hello. Hello. Message.
Was that Kim? I didn't even hear that.
No, I was talking over. If it's Kim, hi, give us a call back.
Hello.
Hello, is this Kim?
Beg your pardon?
Is this Kim? Kim Hyde?
Kevin. Kevin Hyde.
Kevin Hyde.
Sorry, we've rung the wrong number, Kevin. Sorry about that.
Kevin, do you watch Home and Away?
Not really.
Are you a fan of Chris Hemsworth?
No, not really.
Right, we've definitely got the wrong number. Thanks for your time, Kevin.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, no, Kevin. Kevin's great.
Kevin's great. Get Kevin on the show.
Is this Kim? Nah, it's Kevin. Kevin Rudd? No, Kevin Hyde.
Hide and seek. Play a bit of hide and seek, Kim, are you?
Gimme. How do you think we went, Nath?
I mean, Kevin had fun, so I had fun.
Yeah, next time we'll get people to call us.
Tommy and Nath on Nova.
What a guy! Sebastian. It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Sunday night. These are love
confessions. The girl in the white t-shirt who gives me my latte every morning, I think you're pretty cute.
To the guy who catches a 933 bus to the city and always wears a man satchel, wanna hang out?
To the hot, sexy, beautiful man on radio right now. Jimmy Nath, I'm not reading this.
Read it.
I think you're both ripped.
Thank you. Jimmy, next
up confession. Jim, we want to know, is there someone you come across during your day? Maybe they serve you your coffee in the morning. Maybe they get on the same bus, they swipe the Opal card just after you. Or maybe it's somebody you just get into the lift with. And have you got a message for them? There's two things you've got to do.
The biggest thing first, though, Nate, is it's someone you don't know.
Of course, it's someone. We can't have someone calling up about their ex or something.
We had a lot of people call about their ex, their current partner.
Mm.
Like, why do you need Jimmy and Nate to tell your current partner a message? Tell yourself.
I had someone on the street the other day came up and saying, I saw myself in the mirror and I look good, so I wanted to tell myself. It's like, well, that's not what we're doing.
Is that you? Were you telling yourself?
Yeah, I was. I tell myself that every day.
But Nate, you're right. There's two things.
Yeah.
The first thing you need to do is paint the picture for us. Where you see them, what they look like, and how they make you feel.
Mm.
Who's that person out there? The second part is, you need to have a message. Like, don't just call us up and go, oh, there's this barista. I see him every morning to get coffee. He wears a white T-shirt. He has a shaved head. And he just makes me feel amazing because he looks good. What's your message?
Is it just so happened that you're wearing a white T-shirt and have a shaved head at the moment? Or
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I was just talking about what a really generic, good-looking guy would look like.
All right. Jim, I'm going to provide Australia with a little bit of an example before I call. 13 24 10 is our number for your love confessions. Yesterday, me and my girlfriend, we ordered an Uber. And the guy who was driving, my girlfriend described as a male model. Now, I don't know how this would make you feel, but getting in the back of a car, she almost wanted to sit the front. I'm like, we're not going to have a cuddle in the back. And she's like, no, I'm going to sit the front with the male model. It's like, first of all, if you're a male model, don't drive Uber.
Sorry, yeah, you make us feel bad.
One of my mates drives Uber. He's a really good-looking rooster.
Yeah.
and, yeah, people always... he tells me. He's like, people always comment how good I look.
Well, ask, did you pick Nath up from Jimmy Nath yesterday? Yeah. Because that's what happened.
13-24-10 Australia. If you have a love confession, there's someone out there you don't know, but you want to get a message to them, call us and we'll make it happen.
I almost got out of Uber and walked home after that.
Yeah. Jimmy Nath. Maggie's still in the... Where with it, your girlfriend.
It's Nova. Just makes you want to groove, doesn't it? For your Sunday night. It's called X's and O's by El King. You were Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
Perfect song to launch into love confessions.
That is too. These are love
confessions. The girl in the white t-shirt who gives me my latte every morning. I think you're pretty cute.
To the guy who catches the 933 bus to the city and always wears a man satchel. Want to hang out?
To the hot, sexy, beautiful man on radio right now. Jimmy and Nath, I'm not reading this.
Read it.
I think you're both ripped.
Thank you. Jimmy,
next love confession. Oh, the love confession, Jim. Time to make everybody feel a bit warm and gooey inside, yeah, basically.
Like a Cadbury cream egg.
Oh, well done. Bit of product placement. Cadbury sent us some free cream eggs. Jimmy and Nate, here at Love Confessions, Inc., basically what we do is we allow people to send a message to someone that they don't know that they come across during their day, maybe in the lift, maybe serving them coffee, maybe on their Uber.
Uber,
like
yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So we got Omi on the line. Omi, talk to me. Who is your love confession?
Hey, there was a girl in 7-Eleven who, you know, served me a coffee over there. Mm. When I went to the counter and, like, you know, his smile, it's, like, amazing, you know? When she smiles while serving it, it's, like, really good. I don't know what to say. Like, it really makes me really feel happy about that one, like, that kind of thing.
Does she make a good coffee, Omi?
Yeah, it does, you know.
The smile is better than the coffee, Omi?
Yeah, smile is better than the coffee, though.
Omi, if you don't mind, I've got a piece of advice. Next time you go and see this girl at 7-Eleven, this is what you need to sing. Oh,
I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Is that the first time you've heard that joke, Omi?
The thing would be playing in my background right now.
Rachel, who's your love confession for?
Oh, every day on my way to uni, I always get a coffee at the local cafe, and there's this guy called Nick, and he just has these green eyes, and they're beautiful, and I just love him so much.
Hey, Rachel, I've got green eyes.
Do you? Oh.
She didn't sound very convinced.
Oh, I can't make coffee.
This is a Nate's dating game.
I'm sorry.
Is there anything particularly you want to say, Rachel, or you just want to let him know he has great green eyes?
I would love him to leave his number on my coffee cup tomorrow morning, but, like, Nick, if you're listening.
Perfect. And, you know, maybe you're his cheerleader?
Next time I reckon, Rachel, you just go up and say, I'll have a little bit of sugar, not in my coffee, with my coffee, huh? Nova.
Hit music. Jimmy and Nate.
Who's in the mood for some fun?
Nova.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, no?
Sorry for your cough then.
You're right.
Yeah. I love how you time your cough perfectly as soon as the mic's right.
Yeah.
Great that.
Oh, what? We're about to go now. I better have a sip of water.
Yeah, pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, though. We recorded earlier me pinching you. This is what he said. Ow.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to do that live.
You said you recorded it.
Yeah, but I was looking at you to go, can you say ow?
Ow.
I'll tell you what would have hurt, falling into a well.
Oh, what good segue.
Yeah.
In two songs time, we're talking, what happened when you took a selfie?
Let me take a selfie.
Ooh, it sounds like it hurts, doesn't
Bang,
it?
Bang, yes. A lady fell into a well. I won't tell you any more. Stick around. We're doing that in two songs' time.
You can give us a call or you could just listen into this beautiful song, LDRU Keeping Score. It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Monday morning.
Pinching a punch.
It is Jimmy Nath on Nova for your Monday morning now. Almost said Sunday night. A little bit tricky at the end of the show there on Nova. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Jim, we're asking 13-24-10, what happened when you tried to take a selfie? Now, it could be a bad thing that happened or a good thing that happened. Just something out of the usual that that occurred.
Out of the usual?
Yeah.
Is that the right phrasing?
I think that's how it works.
That's another Nathism.
I mean, the guy said it's a Nathism, so it must be a real thing.
Has to. The guy, he came in on his Monday morning just to say that. An Australian woman in India has fallen down a well after an attempt at a selfie went wrong.
Let me take a selfie.
Oh, she felt quite full. I didn't know we put the splat sound effect at the end.
It's a breaking noise. It's not a splat.
Oh, that's all right then. As long as she's just broken bones, she hasn't splattered everywhere.
Yeah, she was walking around in India and there was just a well. Like, imagine the ground's, like, completely flat and there's just an open hole.
I mean, it's quite clever, isn't it?
Well, you know how, like, wells usually have their...
Like, that's what I'm envisaging. I didn't even know that.
No, no. So it was just this... A well that didn't have the top bit, I guess, would probably... Just a hole in the ground, actually.
Well, well, well.
Oh, well, well done.
Well done. Oh, the double ding.
Again, double ding.
Okay, sorry.
You can't say it and not do it. But, yeah, she's wandering around India. She's got one of the selfie sticks. She's got the thing. And as she's walking, she hasn't seen this hole. Bang! Straight in the hole.
Splat. Yeah, we heard the sound effect. I want to know what she was taking a selfie of. Like, was she near the Taj Mahal? Was she taking something cool? Or
This well was near a river. Not the most scenic thing, but I think nowadays people just, when they're on holidays, they're constantly taking photos.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I love seeing people around Sydney or around Melbourne, around Brisbane, anywhere, taking photos of just random things. And it's like, I walk past that 8 times a day. Why are you taking a photo of it? I saw someone taking a photo of a light post the other day.
But I think that's like when you're on holidays. I remember when I went to New York, I was constantly taking, not selfies, I was constantly taking photos. And the thing is just when you're on holidays, you do that. And you leave yourself open to falling into things and things happening, especially with selfies, because you're too busy. You're not even looking at the view. You're looking at yourself in the view.
Yeah, I don't know what you look. Well, on that GoPro, you can't even see. Some of the GoPros, you can't even see what you're filming, can you?
Well, no, because the GoPro is rolling. So this is footage or audio of her in the well.
Come on!
So this is the Indians trying to pull her out. Saying, come on.
Yeah.
So they tied a bunch of their shirts together. All these Indians have taken their shirts off, tied them together to pull her out of the well.
I've got a little bit of... Do we have a name? We don't have a name, do we?
No.
I've got a little bit of a hint for her. Next time, all she needs to do is learn, can you take a photo for me in Indian? So she doesn't have to take the selfies.
Yeah, well, I think there's audio of a guy yelling that at her. This is... I take the photo for you!
What accent was that?
I don't know. So we're asking 13, 24, 10. What happened when you tried to take a selfie?
The actual translation, Kaya ap ek tever las gate hain, means can you take a selfie for me?
Have a crack at it properly?
No, this is last episode. It's Jimmy and Nathan Nova. Give us a call, 13, 24, 10. You might be driving home. You might be sitting at home around your radio. It is Jimmy and Nathan Nova. Thank you so much for being a part of us. Being a part of us. Everyone's a part of us, aren't they?
Yeah.
You're a part of me, Jim.
Yeah, I am. Jimmy and Nathan.
Yeah. Of course. Well,
that's what it says on my driver's license.
Does it?
I've got to change.
That's a serious issue then.
Yeah.
Hopefully no one of importance is listening. No, everyone's important is listening. Jim, coming up, the keys to success provided to Australia by the only person we know provides these keys, and that is DJ Khalid. Yeah. But now we're asking 13, 24, 10, what happened when you took the selfie?
Let me take a selfie.
Splat.
Yeah.
What? You keep talking. The splat's the best bit.
This is not the best bit. We don't want to know when someone fell down a well trying to take a selfie.
We do. That's the story.
Yeah, but it's a bit sad. We don't want to highlight that.
We're a comedy show, mate. We don't get bogged down in the sad. We always find the funny side.
We want to highlight the fact that a group of Indian locals pulled this poor girl out using the shirts off their bare backs.
Well, that's serious as well. It's just funny a chick fell in a well. Anyway, got some tweets.
Yeah, got some tweets.
Seamus has tweeted through. He said, I had a GoPro attached to my surfboard. I kept looking at it when surfing and I got knocked out.
Oh, knocked out by the GoPro?
No, I think he means the surfboard. Like, I guess he was looking at the GoPro, having a surf, and then just didn't look at the wave.
I thought you were saying he got off and was walking. Someone saw an idiot with a GoPro. The surfboard just went bang. It's like, you're an idiot.
That could have happened. I don't have a shame. Tweet us again. Let us know what happened. Also, Beth tweeted through at Jimmy and Nath. Chris Hemsworth photobombed my Snapchat story in Byron. Got so excited, I accidentally deleted it.
How can you... Oh, yeah, you do a lot of things when you're excited.
Yeah. Especially, you'd probably, like, you were doing a, like, video, like, oh, I'm in Byron. Oh, my God, Chris Hemsworth! Oh, no,
you get too excited, and so you have to be like...
No.
Jim, as you know, I went to the Hunter Valley a couple of weeks ago. It's a winery. And we had, like, a little picnic lunch, and there was a huge hill next to us. And me and my girlfriend wanted to get to the top of the hill because it was a nice little scenic shot, and you want to get a good one for the gram, that kind of thing, you know, get the likes up. We got to the top. It was real windy, and so it blew our hats off. We had these matching fedoras, very cute.
Yeah.
Invest in one.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so we wanted to take the selfie and the wind kept blowing our hats off.
Yeah.
Of course, the minute we tried to take the selfie, the wind wasn't blowing our hats off. So we put the timer on and threw them at the same time. But then that didn't work either. So what we decided to do is...
Wish this story had a timer.
Oh, All right, I'll turn your mic down. I'm getting to the point. You know how you want to have like that photo where you're like caught in the moment, you're not looking, they're smiling?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, on the count of three, what we'll do is we'll do anything and that'll be like a caught in the moment thing. So I was like planning on giving her a little tickle kind of thing.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1, I gave her a tickle. She knees me directly in the Jats crackers and I'm lying on the ground for the next 45 minutes.
On purpose?
No, there was just a reaction.
Oh, she's tickling and she's gone bang.
Yeah. Great photo, though.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of likes.
Jimmy and Nath for your Monday morning on Nova. Jim, not all stories make it to the Jimmy and Nath on-air board, do they? So the way we try and make up for that is by putting them all together, jamming them all together, and the only way we know how, and that is through
the magic we missed.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called, but we're doing that soon.
It's time for another DJ Khaled update.
I'm smart.
Now, for those of you who don't know who DJ Khaled is, he's a record producer, radio personality, DJ and label executive.
I love it. You just read that off your paper.
I still have no idea who this DJ Khaled is. He's got a great Snapchat, though, Jim.
Oh, mate, he has one of the best. If you're not following DJ Khaled on Snapchat, do yourself a favour and go out and follow him on Snapchat. If you follow nobody else. We don't have a Snapchat because his is so good.
Yeah, we feel like we're going to get undercut.
You're like, yeah, nah, don't even try.
Mm. But basically, his Snapchat is so good, we do a whole update, a whole thing on DJ Khaled, don't we?
Yeah, it mainly involves his Snapchat, but this week, he has taken over a high school. He's become principal for the day Miami high school. He now believes all students are now on the path to greatness.
Oh, the keys to success he always talks about.
Yeah, he drops a bit of the keys to success. This is him welcoming the school on the PA system.
DJ Khaled, what up, Carroll City? It's DJ Khaled. Miss Romero is giving me the keys to the school. I've taken over as your principal.
How many times do you need to say your name when you welcome yourself, just so everyone understands?
Well, I mean, there's a bit of confusion. You don't know who he is. So he's probably...
But he comes in like, DJ Khaled, DJ Khaled. Imagine if we start every break with, my name's Nath.
And I am Jimmy.
And my name's Nath.
We kind of do.
Yeah, we actually do. I forgot our opener says Jimmy Nath.
Yeah. But it's funny you say that because he got up on like an assembly and he played this song of his.
DJ Khaled!
But he played this the whole time. He just played the whole song. Like, he's like, hey, he walks out, and then the song played, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's like just warming up.
Did he dance or anything?
No,
he
sat down, and this song just played.
Not a boogie.
For 3.5 minutes.
He must have Snapchatted it then.
He did. And he took one class. He took one class, and his class was on how to talk to women. This is it.
Smart. You're loyal. You're grateful. I appreciate that. Go buy your mama a house. Go buy your whole family
house. Does that even work?
Put this money in your savings account. Go spend some money for no reason.
So his plan is to go up to women, give them money and say, go buy your family a house.
Well, it was go buy you a house, go buy your family a house, put money in savings and just spend money for no reason. How much money does this guy have?
So basically these pickup lines only work if you're a multimillionaire like DJ Khaled. Is that
well,
right?
When he was doing this in front of the kids, he was just throwing like bills out, like money out. So if you're throwing money out, then kids, yes, you'll get a woman.
I wonder how much money you need to have before you say your name 3 times when you introduce yourself.
As much money as DJ Khaled.
Yeah. We better change our opener then.
We need money.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova. It's Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Nearing the end of the show, Jim, and we've got the goodbye song, Nick. That's when we wrap up the show. But unfortunately, there's a few good little stories out there that don't quite make it.
Yeah, we wanted to get to them in this show, but we've just run out of time.
Mm, so what we do is we cram them in to about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Some may even call it magic.
Jimmy and Nath.
Magic.
That was magic. You found it.
They didn't make it.
Jimmy, you and I, we're both archaeologists and we try and shovel through the great content out there and pick the best ones for Australia.
No, basically we just had 3 stories you didn't get time to go to. We didn't find them. We already had them.
I'm trying to ramp it up. Make it interesting.
What's the first story?
The first one, headband headphones. They've been invented by a little company. And basically what they do is they cancel out the sound of your snoring partner. They're called sleep phones.
Sleep phones. So it's like a headband, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty much a headband, but just put your iPod Nano in it.
That helps you sleep.
Yeah, it's comfortable. It's a comfortable way to sleep, not like normal headphones.
I guess you'd get a headband start on sleeping.
Oh.
There's a head start on sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, my story. There's a guy in Illinois. He got shot in the chest, and he was very relaxed in his interview. This is it.
Sir, can you please tell us what happened?
You know I'm in the room, chilling, kicking like I usually do, drinking, and somebody shot right through my back window, hit me in the chest. I don't know what's going on, man. I just know he's gonna be dead. Like,
Jim, lucky he was from Chillinoy. Could have been worse if he was from Chillinoy. Story three.
Hey, what's the last one?
Jim, there's a Melbourne shopping centre and they've introduced this thing called Love Trolleys to help singles get together whilst getting their groceries. Basically, there's this little trolley. In the middle, there's a love heart. You can put all the groceries you two like together in the middle. However full that is how compatible you are.
Really? Well, I've got hold of their new advertising campaign, which starts this week. This is it. If you're single and I'm single, well, let's shop together.
Love snacks, baby, love snacks. Love snacks, baby, love snacks. No packs.
Oh, packs, that doesn't make sense.
Love snacks.
Jimmy and Nate on Nova.
And again, we thank you so much for being a part of your Monday morning, Jim.
Yeah,
sorry, you just had to double check.
Being a part of their Monday morning or being part of our Monday morning?
Well, everyone's a part of it. We're all sharing the same Monday morning, so it doesn't really matter.
Whatever you're doing, thanks for listening.
It's Jimmy and Nath on Nova. And Jim, it's time to do this.
Jimmy and Nath's goodbye song.
Because now it's time to go.
Reminiscing, Jim. Basically, as you can hear, there's live music in the studio. We go back through the show that was and we take little tidbits and little snippets that everybody knows and loves, mainly us because we don't talk to anyone else about it, and we do it through song.
Yeah, got the guitar, Nath. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Well, I just want to firstly apologise to R. Kelly. We did attempt to do one of his songs.
We attempted
song.
Like at least three or four.
Yeah.
he's really talented.
It's really hard to sing his songs.
No.
Who would have thought?
Gotta sing your life in 10 seconds, 'cause R. Kelly took too long.
No, don't do it.
'Cause Beck, oh she nailed it with her song.
I was looking for a husband, and I couldn't find him anywhere. Oh, when I found him, I thought he did, but it looked like.
And we know it makes no sense, but we called him anyway. To find out if they had a name from Home and Away.
We found Kevin! Kevin, do you watch Home and Away?
No, not really.
Are you a fan of Chris Hemsworth?
No, not really.
Right, we've definitely got the wrong number.
Love Confessions. It's your chance to give a love shout-out. Omi, he called us.
The smile is better than the coffee, Omi.
Yeah, smile is better than the coffee, though.
Omi, if you don't mind, I've got a piece of advice. Next time you go and see this girl at 7-Eleven, this is what you need to sing.
Think that I found myself a cheerleader. And DJ Khalid said this.
Go buy your mama a house. Go buy your whole family houses. Put this money in your savings account. Go spend some money for no reason.
Australia, we don't want you to leave. Yeah, we love you. And we're not sick of talking to Australia. Not done with laughing into your ears. See you next Sunday. Listen to your show. Why can't we stay on the radio?
That's a serious message to our boss. We want to stay on.
I can't.
Yeah. 48 hours of Jimmy and Nath.
Call now, 13. We know you're listening.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.